शनावतु शनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वर गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। तत्व विवेक कह आत्मा सत्यम तद अन्यत सर्वम मिथ्येति। व्हाट इज दिस इंक्वायरी इनटू द ट्रुथ। आत्मा सत्यम, ओनली वन थिंग इज सत्य। एंड व्हाट इज सत्य? वी हैव सीन द डेफिनेशन ऑफ सत्य। सदा तिष्ठति कदापि न बाधितं भवति, विच रिमेन्स इन थ्री पीरियड ऑफ टाइम्स एंड कैन नेवर बी निगेटेड और फॉल्सिफाइड। You can negate the whole world, but you can never negate the Atman. That is Satya. Tad Anyat, anything other than Atman. Anyat, everything in this world, except Atman, Sarvam. There is no exception. Sarvam. Mithyeti, Mithya iti. It's all false. So we have seen the two terms are used here, Sat and Mithya. We know Sat, which remains in three period of time. And Asat is that which is not there in three period of time. Sat, Asat. What happens to a thing which is neither Sat or nor Asat? How you will define that? The word used in our scripture for describing such thing is Mithya. What is Mithya? Guruji says, unreal is that which cannot be defined as real or non-existent. We can't say this world as real because this world is not staying there for three period of time. We can't even say that this world is not existing. It is asat. That also we can't say. And another qualification is, but keeps changing. The whole world is changing, continuously changing. It is utpatti, sthiti, vinash. It is born, it lives for some time and decays, perishes. So the whole world is unreal. People have got some difficulty in understanding unreal, mithya. When we say it is mithya, they seem non-existing. No, no, it is existing, but it is for a period, limited in time. This whole world was not before the creation. It will not be after dissolution. It is there for a certain period of time, and that is why we have termed it as mithya. And for anything mithya, there must be a substratum for that. For even an illusion, there must be a substratum. Like for false snake, we must have a rope. If the rope is not there, you can never see the false snake. If the sand is not there, you can't see the mirage. In the desert, we see mirage. On the road, In India, you will see the tar is melted when the temperature is 115, 118. So you will find some water is there, maybe after a furlong or two furlong away. But really speaking, it's not there. So for that also, road, the substratum is needed. For anything false also, substratum is needed. For anything which is changing, substratum is needed. Our body is changing, there must be a substratum for that. And what is that substratum? So simple, Atman, it is with you. Whole body is changing. For anything which is changing, there must be a substratum. And that substratum is, outside we call it Brahman, and in our body we call it Atman. Now comes the definition of Atman. Most important thing to know, what is this Atma kaha, where will you find? Shankaracharya gives us the address. It is our GPS. Through this roadmap you can reach Atman. Shankaracharya says, sthula sukshma karan sarirat vyatiriktah. स्थूल सूक्ष्म कारण शरीर व्यतिरिक्तात, इट इज द पंचमी. इट इज डिफरेंट फ्रॉम थ्री शरीरस. वी नो ओनली वन शरीर, बट शंकराचार्य जी से वी हैव गॉट थ्री शरीरस. फर्स्ट इज द ग्रॉस स्थूल शरीर, सेकंड इज सूक्ष्म शरीर, एंड थर्ड इज कारण शरीर व्यतिरिक्तात. So one direction given, one roadmap given. If you want to follow the roadmap of Sarir, then you have to negate these three bodies. Cross gross body, cross subtle body, cross causal body. When you cross the causal body, you are an Atman. Second way, pancha kosha titah san. Another way you can reach through pancha kosha atita. What are those pancha kosha? Annamaya kosha, pranamaya kosha, manomaya kosha, vijnanamaya kosha, anandamaya kosha. Cross these five seas, five koshas, and then you will reach there. Avastha tray sakshi. If you want to go through three states, what are those three states? Jagrat, Swapna, Susupti. These states come and go. None of them is permanent. After Jagrat, Swapna may come, may not come. You may go to the deep sleep. From deep sleep, again you may go to the dream state, or you can come back to Jagrat Avastha. But these Avasthas are constantly changing. And the Sakshi, the witness of these three states, is that Atma. Avastatra Sakshi. Okay, we have crossed three bodies, or we have taken this route of Panchakosa Atita. We have reached, gone beyond Panchakosa, and through the Avastatra Sakshi, we have gone beyond that. Who is the Sakshi? Then I must know whether I have reached that proper place or not. How should I verify that that place is the same where I am supposed to go? The Atman which I want to know, the Atman which I want to experience. Well, yes, Sat Chit Anand. You go and verify there whether it is Sat Chit Anand or not. Sat Chit Anand are not three qualities, they are three expressions of one. Never think that it is Sat Chit Anand. Sat is Chit, Chit is Sat, Sat is Anand. Chit is Anand, Anand is Sat Chit, is one. Is the three expressions of one, Sat Chit Anand. Then also we saw that Shankaracharya has defined and has taken the definition, the three types of definition. We can define anything in three ways only. There is no fourth way to define anything. Define means lakshanam means to point out. So you can point out a thing by swarup lakshan, by telling the essential nature of a thing. Like sweetness of a sugar, that is swarup lakshan. Then next is tatastha lakshan. What is tatastha lakshan? Tat means bank, stha means stain. River, if you are in the river, we call it swarup lakshan. You are in the river, but you are standing on the bank of the river. Staying or associating with the river, standing on the bank, that is called tatastha lakshan. Tatastha lakshan example was given. A thing which is not permanently associated with that, but that for the timing it is there, then we say this is tatastha lakshan. Example, there are same type of houses, and if we want to point out this is the house of Mr. X on which the crow is sitting, the crow is not integral part of the house. For the time being associated, for the time being tatastha is staying there. So by indicating the crow, we are telling this is the house of Mr. X. It's not a permanent fixture. Tatastha lakshan. And the third is atad vyavriti lakshan. Atad vyavriti means, tad means that. A tad means not that. Vyavriti means negation. By the way of negation, negation, not this, not this, not this, not this. And the example last time which I gave was, you have to remember the example so that you can perfectly remember the definition also. Finding out a bald man, short in height, chewing pan. Example given by Pujya Gurudev. How you will in marriage process, and there are so many people. You have to find out a person. Even if the name is told to you, you will not be able to find out. So the description is given. The person is bald, short, and chewing pan. And Gurudev says, when you see him, don't go and stand in front of him and talk, because you will spit pan on him. So what you do? First, you negate all women, find out all men. Then negate all those who has got beautiful hairs. You find at bald. Then you will find there are many, say three bald people you find. One is tall, negate. Second one you find bald, who is bald person but short, but not chewing pan, negate also. Third one, bald, short, chewing pan. So you negated one by one by. Raman Maharshi ji gave beautiful example. Engagement of Ram ji and Sita ji is over. Sita ji is standing in her palace, one window, and seeing Ram ji with his friends in the garden. Sita ji is also standing with her friends there. Now what happens? The friends say, "Batao na, kone? Which one is Ram? Tell me." They want to see. They are curious to see which one is Ram out of so many people standing in the garden. Nowadays, you have to say, "Hey Ram," and the Ram will say, "Oh, you find out." But at that time, that was not the rule. Even today, also in many homes, the women, they don't take the name of their husband. So her friend Sita ji said, "Oh, is that the tall one?" "No." "The short one?" "No." "Fair?" "No." And then when they pointed out really the Ramji, then Sitaji, quiet. That means atad vyavriti lakshan, not negated one by one. And when pointed to Ramji, she said, yes, atad vyavriti. Avasthatraya sakshi, three avas witness. Now in this three types of definition, you have to tell me what is swarupa lakshan, sachidananda swarupa, that is swarupa lakshan. What is atad vyavriti lakshan? Number one, panchakosatita, number two. And what is this? Avasthatraya sakshi. What is that lakshan? Why tatastha lakshan? It is temporary. Yeah, now you have understood perfectly. So three types of definitions has been employed by Shankaracharya to describe it. You have to memorize this verse because we all want to reach that tattva. And how to reach that tattva? The definition or the address of Atman is given. Where is that Atman? Atman is with me only. And everything, whatever is said here, is related to my own body. Sthula sarira, sukshma sarira, karan sarira, vyatirikta. All three sarira are with me. Panchakosa atita. Panchakosa is also within me. Food seat, vital air seat, mental seat, intellectual seat, and bliss seat. Panchakosa tita. Avastha traya sakshi, this is also related to me. Jagrat avastha, then swapna and susupti. In Jagrat avastha, we are identified with all three bodies. Sthula sarir, sukshma sarir, and karan sarir. In dream avastha, in sapna avastha, we are associated with? Sukshma and karan sarir. Only two bodies are identified. And in susupti? Only karan sarir. And who is the witness? Sakshi, Om is the witness. And we have to reach Om. Now all these words are going to be explained by Shankaracharya. Each word, what is sthula sarir, what is sukshma sarir, what is karan sarir, what is annamaya kosha, what is pranamaya kosha, what is manomaya kosha, what is vijnanamaya kosha, what is anandamaya kosha, what is jagrat avastha, what is swapna avastha, and what is susupti avastha. Each term, whatever is used in this definition, is going to be explained. And also, what is sat, what is chit, what is ananda. Very systematic, very methodical. But all this they cannot stand without Om. They don't have their own legs to stand on. Sthula, Sukshma, Karan Sarir, three Sariras, Panchakosas, and Avasthatraya. They need support. And the support is Atman. And all these things are matter. The whole thing is matter, inert, changing, perishable. So they need substratum. And on that substratum, this is all adhyarop. Adhyarop means like the snake is superimposed on the rope. Similarly, on the Atman, these are all superimposition. And we have to do apavad. Apavad means we have to negate, we have to falsify it. So don't go home and try to find out, cut your hand, where is sthula sharir, and I want to find out sukshma in that, and after that I want to find karan sharir, or pancha kosa, annamaya kosa, where is the pranamaya in it, where is the manomaya, vijnanamaya. No, it's not that way. Shankaracharya is going to explain us one by one in detail. So what is the sthula sharira? Sthula sariram kim? Panchi krit pancha maha bhutai kritam? Sat karma janyam? Sukh dukkhadi bhogayatanam? Sariram? Asti jayate vardate viparinamate apachhiyate vinasyati iti. Sarvikara vedetat sthula sariram. Sthula sariram kim? Four questions have been taken up by Shankaracharya to explain what is sthula sarira. First question is, what is the material cause? Shankaracharya has answered four questions. What is the material cause of this body? How did it come about? What is the efficient cause? Third is, what is its function? Function of gross body. And fourth is, what are its properties? So question number one, what is the material cause of this body, this gross body? Second is, how did it come about? What is the efficient cause? Third is, what is its function? And fourth is, what are its properties? What is the material cause? The material cause is said, panchi krit pancha mahabhutai kritam. This much is the answer of the question number one. Panchi krit pancha mahabhutai kritam. It is made of pancha mahabhut. What type of mahabhut? Panchikrit. Panchikrit, grossified five great elements. How this panchikaran has happened, he will explain later. But for the time being, we have to know that it is made of mahabhut. Why it is called maha? Why it is great five elements? It is called great five elements because the my pind and brahmand, my body and the whole world is made of these five great elements. So that is why it is called mahabhuta. And there are only five. Space, space, air. Very good, very good. Pancha mahabhutai. The thing which the pancha mahabhut which we are seeing now is gross. The evolution of pancha mahabhut is in two ways. First, they came in the subtle form. Subtle form means which you cannot perceive. That is subtle form. What we are perceiving now is the gross form. So the evolution of pancha mahabhut, first came the subtle mahabhut, then came the gross mahabhut. So what is the next question is, how did it come about? What is the efficient cause? It says sat karma janyam. Answer to the second question is sat karma janyam. What is the cause of this body? It is said sat karma. Sat means existing, karma, action. You have done some karma, some actions in the past which are existing, which have not yet fructified. Sat karma janyam. It is because of your actions done in the past, we call it prarabdha. Out of many actions which we have done, some of that has fructified. Fructified means it is ready to give its result. And for that, we have got this body. Sat karma janyam means misrit karma. Misrit karma means both paap and punya are there. If the more punya is there, then you will get the birth in the devaloka. There you will experience sukh and sukh alone, because you have got only punya. We call it bhog bhumi. There you will get bhog, sukh only. If you have got more papas, then you get the lower yonis. Plant kingdom, animal kingdom, mineral kingdom. Those are also bhog bhumi. In both upper and lower bhumis, you don't have any right to karma. You will only experience, or you will exhaust your papa and punya. Only in the human birth, when papa and punya are misrit, we get this human birth. Sat karma janyam. So we have got existing some karma in our credit, and for those misrit karma, we will be getting joy and sorrow. Don't expect that you will get only joy and joy, 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 or you are getting only sorrow, 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 sorrow. No. Each one of us are experiencing joy and sorrow, both realized, unrealized also. Why so? Because if I have taken birth, I am certainly unrealized. Because the realized person's birth will never happen. So at the time of birth, some of my prarabdha has fructified, and according to that I have got the body, and I have to experience sukh and dukh. Many people ask this question, why the realized persons are suffering? It is already prarabdha fructified, they have to take it, there is no other way out. Sat karma janyam. So both upper and lower yonis are for exhausting your papa or punya. We call it bhog bhumi. You don't have any right to action there. Only in this body you can do karma. Sat karma, some existing karma are there in the past, according to which you have got this body. Sat karma janyam. What is the purpose of this body? It is said, sukh dukh adi bhogayatanam sariram. Ayatanam means abode, it's a house. What is the purpose? Sukh dukh, both words are used here. It's not said only sukh you will experience or only dukh you will experience. Sukh dukh adi. Adi means other pair of opposites. What are the other pair of opposites? Heat and cold, man apman, honor dishonor, these all will come. Sukh dukkhadi, bhog ayatanam. Ayatanam means house. When you are awake, then the transactions are continuously going on. Sukh is coming, dukh is coming, continuously the transactions are going on. Sukh dukkhadi, bhog ayatanam is the home where transactions are continuously happening. And why it is called sarira? So Guruji says, Sriyamanatvat Sariram. It disintegrates with time and is therefore called Sarira. All Sarira we know, it disintegrates. Sukh Dukkhadi Bhogayatanam. It's very difficult to get the Narjanma, human birth. In Vivek Chulamani, Shankaracharya ji says, Jantu naam nar janma durlabha yataha. Jantu naam in all beings, nar janma is durlabha. Tulsidas ji says, Bade bhag manustan pava. If you are very fortunate, then you get bade bhag manustan pava. Why? Because the satkarma is there, you have got the freedom to do action. The cause of birth is your past action, and you can evolve and devolve by your own actions again. If you do the satsang, if you do the shravan, you evolve. You can become realized in this birth alone. By your own karma, if you are doing the duskarma, what will happen? You are devolving. So the cause of this body is action, and by the action you can evolve, and by the action you can devolve. Choices with us. Lord is not going to come and say, don't do this thing. He will never say, I am going to tell lie. Nor Lord will not say, no, don't tell lie. No, He will not say. He will give you energy also, tell lie. Sat karma janyam bhogayatanam. And what are its properties? Asti, jayate, vardate, viparinmate, apakshiyate, vinakshatiti. Asti, even when the fetus is there in the womb, it is asti. From the day one, the pranas are there. Asti, jayate, it emerges out after 9 months and so many days, we call it is born. Then after that, vardate. Then 7 pound baby become 170 pound. Vardate. And it happens up to the age of 25. You will grow in height. And then after that, viparin mate. So, from the age of 25 to 40 is viparin mate. Viparin mate matures. There is no more growth in height. Viparin mate. 40 onward, apakshiyate. U-turn, no more growth. Apakshiyate. And the signs? Grey? Yeah. Even if you die, it doesn't matter. Sight? Go to the doctor's eye specialist. I am not seeing clearly. First he will see your face and say, what is your age? The moment you say 40, he knows this, apakshiyate. Now you need the help of the specs. Apakshiyate. And what is the last stop? Vinashyati. Now you judge yourself, what is your age? And how many stations you have already crossed, how much time you have got, what is the goal to be achieved, and what is the pathway you have known, everything is now clear to you. You are all intelligent people. And the last point is not known. When it will come, the last station will come, nobody knows that. Apichyate vinashyati iti. Tulsidas ji says, sadhan dham moch kar dwara. Sadhan dham moch kar dwara. This is the door. Sadhan dham. Dham means abode. Sadhan means it has got the means also. The subtle body is the means. Sadhan dham moch. You can get the liberation here. Moch kar dwara. And at the same time, this is the stuti. This is the praise of this gross body. It says, sadhan dham moch kar dwara aur bade bhag manustan pava. This is the praise of the gross body, which Tulsidas ji is saying. But at the same time, he is criticizing this body also and says, pancharachit iya adham sarira. Pancharachit. 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 You see, Tulsidas studied the Vedanta for many, many years before writing the Ramayana. Pancharachit. This is made of Pancha Mahabhut. Iha Adham Sarira. Adham Sarira. We should not get identified with this. What is our position? There are two types of identification. First is we are identified with this body and we experience pain, headache. Do you experience headache? When you identify with the body? This is direct attachment. But through this paramparat, attachment is there. Parampara, through this we have got attachment to spouse, children, parents and all relatives. This is called parampara, tadatma, identification. The purpose is not to say that you disidentify or leave your family, children, parents. No, this is not the purpose. The purpose of the Shastra telling you all this thing to tell you the truth. That we have to reach the truth and what are your attachments, they are pointing out. You are attached to the body, thereby you are experiencing pain. You are attached to all your family members, that is why you are getting pain or sorrow because of your attachment with them. And very simple, if your child is sick, all mother, all parents, everybody feel sorrow. Dukh hota hai na? But if neighbor's child is sick, you don't feel any sorrow, unless they are known to you, you are attached to them. So the cause of the sorrow is attachment. And what is the remedy? Asanga sastrena dridhena chitva. It never says you leave your family. Asanga sastrena dridhena chitva. Cut it. You stay with your family, stay with children, stay with everybody, but remain asanga. How you can remain asanga? Thakur Ramakrishna has said beautifully in his gospel of Thakur Ramakrishna. He says, in Bengali it is if you read Bengali, then you understand, I mean, fully. It says, you serve your parents, children, and all relatives, but know it in your mind. Know it in your mind. Don't speak. Know it in your mind that they do not belong to you. Ghar jaake nahi kehna, you are not my pati, you are not my patni, don't say. But know it in your mind. He is very clear about when he is saying that what we are supposed to do to become a Sangha. He says, know it in your mind that they do not belong to you. You have to serve them. You have to love them. You have to do whatever is required to be done. But know that they do not belong to you. Guruji says, knowing that I am different from the body, the last word of the definition says, sad vikar vad etat sthula sariram. This sthula sarir has got six modifications. Etat, etat means this. This means it is different from me. When we say this table, this chair, that means it is different from me. Etat. Etat means this. Sthula sariram. Guruji says, knowing that I am different from the body, I need not neglect the body. You see, should not neglect it. You have to keep it clean. It is a vehicle that we use to transact with the world. And with this vehicle, we can reach our destination. It is a temple which houses the pure self within. It should therefore be kept clean and fit for use. Clean and fit for use. Fit for use means, isko khana pani dena hai. Don't start doing the breath of 30 days or 60 days or 90 days. No, don't do that, all these things. Keep it fit. If the body is fit, then only you can reach your goal. And it is generally said by Mahatma, when there is already sufficient arrangement for roti, kapda and makan, then only you can travel. If still you have got a roti ka problem, if you are a daily wage earner, you will not come here because you have to first survive. Kapda, makan, if three things are done, then only after that you will start this journey. Roti, kapda, makan. Without getting too much attached to it or falsify identifying it with it. So detachment at the body level, second detachment at paramparat. First it at body level, second we are identified through this body. All these identifications are through this body, related to the my mother, my father, my wife, my children. It's all related to this body. We have to disidentify. So this is sthula sarira. So we will see the sukshma sarira, what is this sukshma sarira, in our next session. And we'll try to understand what is the difference between sthula sarira and sukshma sarira. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamidachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om.